module to base. Command module to base. We have now removed our spacesuits. Over.
Base to command module. Proceed with a planned series of experiments. Over.
Roger. Are you ready, number two?
Ready and waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, and Joan Sims in...
Nice, don't mess about. Welcome. Today I'm going to show you all my dearest possessions.
You're not.
Oh, something that is near to my heart.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Yes. Yes, my very own album of press cuttings. Ooh, right from the years when I was struggling in the theatre. Oh, yes. Yes, I struggled, I can tell you. Oh, then one day I stopped struggling and it all happened. Yes, look, here's my first review.
Oh, yes, Pig Breeders Monthly. Mr. Williams hogged the stage in a rather streaky performance of Bacon.
Yes, and they've got a photograph of him.
That's a photograph of a prize boar.
Gone quiet, isn't it?
What's the next press cutting?
The Fortune Teller's Gazette. Last week they predicted that my performance today would be absolutely magnificent, except for one moment when I luff a flying, fluff a line, Luna fluff, fluff... Oh, they were right.
And here's one from the poultry farmer. Mr. Williams laid an egg on stage last night.
And from the Estate Agents Weekly. Kenneth Williams' rendering was a little flat.
Yes, that's nothing. Yes. There are plenty of good reviews, too. They all like my performance in Quiet Flows the Don. I played Don's friend. Yes, and Look Back in Anger. Well, I was the one he was looking back in anger at. You see, yes.
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 Yes. I see you stuck in an old variety play, Bill. Gals and Giggles.
That's right. It's my first show. I played a giggle.
Top of the bill, the extraordinary Bandini. He does things with doves that had never been done before.
That's true. That is true. Now the front row of the stalls in fear of their lives.
Second on the bill, Rita Glott. A banjo, a trampoline, and a handful of ditties.
Yes, yes, underneath. Underneath her. Underneath her. What's the next name, eh? See? Also appearing, Kay Williams.
Hmm. Spelt K-A-Y, I notice.
Well, that was the only way I could get into the chorus line.
You in the chorus line?
Ah, times were hard in those days. Yes. You had to take what you could get.
I think you're making all this up, said he, hoping to avoid legal proceedings. Let us press on with another soul-searing, heart-burning episode in the romantic story of Meg and Tone. Chapter 93, Should a Woman Reveal All?
Where are you, my pearl, my many splendid thing? Oh, my precious stone set in a silver sea on which the sun never sets.
Ah, Leah, trying to get a word in edgewise.
Why didn't you tell me, you silly old turnip?
My old fella has chanced upon the loving keepsake you gave me.
Oh, not that old Battle of Britain shaving mug.
No. No, the one you gave me on VE Day. Your Air Raid Warden's whistle.
Oh, oh, what memories I have of that whistle. Oh, we had it all in front of us then, Meg.
Yes, it's all behind us now.
Not all of it, surely.
Well, it is now he's found your whistle.
Oh.
I heard him blowing on it when he was watching the telly.
Are you sure
yes.
It was my whistle he was blowing? Yeah. He makes a whistling noise all the time, especially when he's excited.
Yeah, no. No, I'd know your whistle anywhere. Remember in the Blitz, how how you used to come and inspect my gas mask.
I do. I remember your first blackout as well. Yes. I don't get a chance like that again. All alone under your kitchen table.
Oh, our finest hour, too.
More than an hour. We was there 3 days. Missed the all clear because of Vera Lynn on the wireless.
Anyway, I've told my old fella all about it.
You silly old tea cake.
I feel much better now. It's off me conscience.
But what did he say when you told him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Well, I turned up the volume on the telly so he never heard.
Problem Corner. And to remind us that round every silver lining there's a dark cloud, here is our problem man of the week.
My name is Clarence J. Mouse, partner, and my problem is that I find space travel very distressing.
Then don't go. Ask to be excused.
I haven't finished. I find it distressing because every rocket they send up contains 465 cubic feet of air.
Well, you can't expect the crew to hold their breath.
But what about us down here? If they go on at this rate, there won't be enough air to go round. We'll all suffocate.
Perhaps the government will start a rationing system.
Oh, the trouble is, my wife is a very heavy breather. Especially when she's asleep. That's why I've started hoarding air at home for my loved ones.
Where? In the airing cupboard?
No. I have purchased an army surplus barrage balloon and we've been working in shifts to blow it up. So far we've got 15-year supply, providing no one gets hiccups.
That's very reassuring.
Yes, except our balloons filled every room in the house. So last week we had to move to our bigger house.
How very inconvenient.
It was, yes. And then we had another little problem.
Yes?
Yes. To get the balloon out of the house, we had to let it down.
Once again, it's Crackerjack and Ori with Mother Time. And hot foot from Gnomesville, here comes Maud Nethersoe.
Hello, Tinies. And Biggies, too. Once upon a time, there was a goose called Grace, who had this insane ambition to become a swan. She was always saying, Rubbish! Said her mother. You aren't tall enough, and swans have very nasty habits. But Grace wouldn't be put off. And walking in the farmyard, she met a battery hen who was off to market for a recharge.
Fire,
said Grace. Quack, quack, said the hen. Who was visiting a psychiatrist? Who was visiting a psychiatrist twice a week?
Be yourself, Grace. You'll be much happier for it.
And so saying, she tried to swim across the pond and was instantly drowned. So, Grace spread her wings and flew to Covent Garden and made a big success in Swan Lake. She was the one always at the end of the back row with the baggy tights and the big feet. Nobody noticed she wasn't a real dancer because at Covent Garden they all walk like that anyway. And there she would be to this very day if she hadn't built a nest in the prompt corner. But that's another story. And I think it's time we had a song. And this one's called The Lady and the Sailor.
A lady loved a sailor boy who sailed the ocean green. A jolly jack with eyes of blue and silver buckles on his shoe. And as his height was 6'2", there was lots of him in between. He told her tales of foreign lands and wild seafaring days, with interruptions now and then from his parrot, name of Ben, who sang a song about a hen with a nautical turn of phrase. A lady loved a sailor boy who sailed the rolling main, and now she waits beside the shore. He's been at sea a year or more. He's got a lot to answer for. And she never found out his name.
In case any of you are wondering where to spend your next holiday, we now bring you a special holiday edition of Vardaying Back.
Oh, hello, I'm Bobby Larkin of Larkin's Holiday Camp, and this is my camp manager, Butch.
Oh, hello! Oh, how very bracing to Varda your eye-catching beach ensemble.
It's not a beach ensemble, it's my Donegal Tweed two-piece, which I've had restyled with flared bottoms.
Calls to Newcastle in your case, doesn't it?
No, Nanty with the mockers, dear.
Oh.
Nanty mockers.
Sorry.
Remember our motto, a happy camper in every chalet.
I'm sure I've done all I can. I've only got one pair of hands, you know.
Must pardon my friend here. We had a little upset during the carnival week.
Little, he says.
Little upset.
Little, tell him who it was got crowned holiday queen during the... during the Battle of Flowers. Me! Yes. Oh, the shame of it.
Yes. Well, I told you before about that beach hat of yours. You will wear it, won't you?
I didn't last year, and what happened? I got knocked senseless by a plastic geranium.
It's only natural form to throw the pots as well. Well, I mean, they're in a holiday mood, aren't they?
I can see you're all one big happy family.
Oh, we are, yes, love.
Yes,
we are.
We are. Yes. Yes, six to a chalet and everyone pally. Yes. Oh. That's another one of our camp mottos.
Well done. But where exactly is this holiday camp?
Oh, plum in the middle of an exotic stretch of the coast where the azure sea laps lazily on the sun-drenched sand.
Yes, but where?
Mablethorpe. Yes, between the Wash and Grimsby.
Yes. It is truly a romantic locale. Oh, truly is.
Truly.
Really and truly. To gaze across the sea with the wind blowing in your hair, listen to the thudding of the scurf.
Surf, not surf. You great nana.
Oh, surf, yes.
Well, yes.
And, of course, we have the resident lifeguard and babysitter. Uncle Dana is very versatile.
Tell him his name. Go on. Tell him his name. It's Clap Hands. Here comes Clint, isn't it?
Yes. Clap Hands. Here comes Clint.
Yes.
Mostly they do.
Yes. Tell him what happened when you put him in charge of the camp entertainment.
Oh, I can't. Go it's a on. Closed chapter, I can't.
Tell him.
No.
Closed chapter, well, reopen it. So go on, purge yourself.
No.
Tell him.
No. All right. Well, you see, Clint organised this Mother's Day ball.
What? Go on.
We're dancing to Edmundo Pomfret and his swinging cavalier.
Lovely fella.
Lovely.
Come from the Latin Quarter of Ramsgate.
But the high spot of the evening was a talent contest with a guest celebrity to give the prize.
And tell him the name of the guest celebrity. Wait. Tell him. Yes. Tell him.
Miss Frozen Codger.
No wonder it was frozen. All she had on was a velvet cloak covered in fish heads and a gold lame sou'wester.
Yes.
And all she had on.
Yes. Then he rode up. All the contestants come onto the stage to show what they could do, and the winner was a singing lady accordionist.
I keep telling you, she wasn't singing.
Oh.
Great Nana. She told me afterwards that last encore nearly ruined her holiday.
It was her own fault. She should have worn a vest under a bikini, shouldn't she?
Picture the scene, Ducky. The ballroom crammed with happy suntanned eeks. The contest winner steps forward to receive her prize.
Day trip to Grimsby and a tin of pilchards.
Yes. There's a fanfare from Edmundo Pomfret heralding the entrance of our guest celebrity, Miss Frozen Codsroe. And where is she? Not there, Ducky. No. She wasn't there,
no.
Was she?
No.
No.
Neither was Clint.
No. Tell him. Tell him who come on in her place.
Oh, no, I can't.
Tell him.
I can't.
Tell him who swept onto the stage in a flurry of feathers and fish heads. Go on. Tell him.
Well, I always fancied myself in velvet.
Time to meet our wandering pop group, Peter, Paul and Mrs. Nosepotty.
Hi, man.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
I groove it, man, I groove it.
Do you? Well, your private life's no concern of ours. Are you going to sing?
We are, yes. And here's a song from the heart of the glorious West.
Yeah, West Hartlepool.
And I remember it well.
A lady up in Halifax had trouble with her neighbour.
All night he played the alto Saxon overture by Weber.
Every night she'd bang upon the wall. Every night she'd bang upon the wall. Every night she'd bang upon the wall,
which ruined her wallpaper. She said, it's more than I can stand, but as he wouldn't heed her,
she bought herself a trumpet and the music of a Aida.
Every night she'd pucker up and blow. Every night she'd pucker up and blow. Every night she'd pucker up and blow.
Then sing some Schubert Lieder.
But when she played some Mendelssohn, her plan somehow miscarried.
She found she played the wedding march, and that's how they got married.
Every night they're playing a duet. Every night they're playing a duet.
Very soon they may be a quartet.
And then they'll start on Mozart.
Time now for our film adaptation. This week, the classic story of the Englishman who was raised in the jungle by the wild creatures who live in the trees. Yes, it's... Tarzan of the Budgies.
That's me, Tarzan. As our story opens, I'm in a jungle clearing, wrestling with my barrel-chested, early little playmate.
Oh, stop it, you fool. Hey, it's about time you got yourself a decent job, Tarzan. Like that nice gorilla in the next clearing. It's all very well being Lord of the Jungle, but it doesn't put the tea in the caddy. I want a bit of pawpaw in the larder.
Right.
Honk it! You jungle fresh gigolo. Hey, look. Who's this coming into the clearing?
It's my monkey friend, whom I call Cheetah, on account of how he plays cards. Speak, you little rascal.
What's he say?
He said, That's all he ever says.
I'm only a chimpanzee. What do you expect? Quotations from Oscar Wilde?
Cheetah says, great silver bird is crashed in jungle, needs help. I must go, Jane.
The lithe bronzed figure scrambled to the top of a tree, grasped one of his lianas, and, and swung off into space with his famous cry.
The only tree for miles, but will you listen?
Oh,
Meanwhile, at the scene of the air crash, the pilot pulls a limp form from the wreckage and starts to fill it in.
Well, the Ministry of Civil Aviation is so fussy. My name is Licorice Knee Whistle, Nobel Prize winner for science, round the world yachtsman, leading goal scorer in the first division, best-selling novelist and dirty great fibber.
And I'm Mavis's devoted secretary and that.
Wait! What's that swinging through the trees?
Oh, yes. It's a fella. He's coming nearer.
How do? Me Tarzan. You come in great silver bird, right?
Right.
When you come in a proper aeroplane?
Silver birds are cheaper. They are inclined to crash.
Why have you come here to the African jungle?
We are searching for the legendary graveyard of the ants. If we find it, we'll make a fortune from the ivory tusks.
I've never seen a dead ant with tusks.
Exactly, nobody has. So, where do they all go to die? Well, I have here a map showing the exact location of the ant's graveyard.
Will you help us find it, Tarzan?
Why not? I've not got much on at the moment.
I've noticed.
But first, let's have a meal.
The Lord of the Jungle produced a frozen dinner for three from his loincloth.
I'm glad you get rid of that.
The following day, they set off through the African jungle, played with consummate artistry by me, Douglas Smith. In the interest of verisimilitude, I've draped myself with leaves.
Why have you got your hand on your hip like that?
I'm waiting for a frond. I am dense, green, and rather wet.
I'll buy that.
We won't have time. Look, all around, menacing us with their spears.
There, you punch a try.
The natives moved closer until they were in a tight circle round the three travellers. Then suddenly they began the famous tribal dance of the Yaputcha tribe.
Yaputcha left foot in, Yaputcha left foot up, Yaputcha left foot in, and you set your door in the dirt. You are just in time for dinner. Write your names in this.
Is it a visitor's book?
No, it is a menu. Tie them up, men. And throw them in the pot. Very good. Now, turn on the radio. We are just in time.
Oh, I'm gonna have some. I'm telling you the quiet life. Quite the life for me.
Oi, what's the recipe today, Jim?
Oh, for pity's sake, have mercy on us.
All right, I turn him off. But I am leaving you three to simmer. I am going to set the table.
Are you calling your animal friends, Tarzan?
No, lassies, this water is getting hot. It's my little friend Cheetah come to rescue us.
Well, with a knife and fork in his hand.
No, Luke, it's just a knife.
Oh, just a knife.
That's it. Got the ropes, Cheetah. Our ropes as well, not just hers. Hey, hey, come back here. Hey, he's getting ideas above his station, the cheeky monkey.
But in fact, he did come back for the other two, and they did eventually find the ant's graveyard.
We made a fortune supplying ivory for teensy-weensy chesses.
And to this day, the natives still sing about the exploits of the mighty Tarzan.
He flies through the air as he swings from the trees.
The idol and envy of all chimpanzees.
His loincloth, it tends to slip down round his knees.
No wonder he's stolen away.
Which brings us to the end of our film adaptation. Time only for a final thought from Kenneth Williams.
If you placed 1,000,000 worms end to end in a straight line from the Earth to the Moon, one of them would be bound to wriggle and spoil it.
That was Stop Messing About with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Joan Sims, and the Max Harris Group. The script was by Johnny Mortimer and Brian Cook and Miles Rudge. The producer was John Simmons.